With a holiday celebration, there is the inevitable holiday feast. Commentator Marion Winnick brings us this ode to joy on an essential part of every banquet.
This is what I've learned about life while baking bread. 1. Stay home. Before I started baking bread, I thought I'd never have the skill and patience for the precision measurements and timetables involved. I was all wrong about that. Baking bread turned out to be a forgiving science. The real reason I wouldn't have been able to do it is that I was never home. To bake bread, you have to stick around the house for 5-6 hours at a time. You would be amazed at the wonderful things that happen when you stay home that long. You start being able to put together the names with the faces on the members of your family. You, not your machine, answer your phone and talk to your friends and relatives. You become less vulnerable to everything from gasoline price hikes to terrorist attacks. And you know how they tell you to bake cookies when prospective buyers are coming to your house? Well, a good smell goes a long way in creating harmony among the people who live there now. 2. Use your body. No matter how virtual reality gets, never forget the pleasure of physicality, of bringing yourself out of your head and back to the earth. Like bike riding, making love, playing an instrument, and dancing, kneading dough is one of those specialized sequences of movement that only gets better and better as you learn the basics, develop a personal style, and finally are able to lose yourself completely in the doing, the body knowledge. I remember when I first read recipes that said knead about 10 minutes, or until satiny. Satiny? It didn't seem like a possibility for the gloppy mess on the counter in front of me, but now the satin is in my back and shoulders, and the timer is in my hands. 3. Honor the yeast. Why? Because it's alive. Just like a plant, or a pet, or a baby, yeast has certain needs and certain limits. It dies if you don't use it. It dies if you pour boiling water on it. It exhausts itself trying to get your attention if you forget all about it. But if you give it a little warmth and a little sugar and water, it grows to its full potential and has amazing transformative powers. And this is something that starts out looking like a few grains of sand. Speaking of which, 4. It is good to make something out of nothing. I feel like a magician when I take a little heap of powdered ingredients and turn them into 4 beautiful brown baguettes or a braided challah. I feel connected to my ancestors. Sturdy, self-sufficient, real. I feel like a thrifty homemaker and an all-around good person. All for about 50 cents. On the other hand, I would be remiss not to tell you about insight number 5, which is really expensive bread pans from Williams-Sonoma or Crate & Barrel are much better than the ones at Walmart. You knew that, right? But that's the thing about these timeless rules of life. You never meet one you didn't already know.
Marion Winnick bakes her bread at home in Glen Rock, Pennsylvania.